while you're standing, bow your heads. Oh, merciful God, we thank you this morning. Oh, God, you have lifted up, bowed down head and broken hearts. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your love. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, if anybody here in need of anything, oh, you bring it to Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord Jesus. We praise you. Oh, God, thank you for blessing this house. We thank you, Lord, for our pastor, the first lady, and everything you did yesterday. Oh, it was so great until the fire alarm just went off. All that heat with all that friction and everything that was in there couldn't help it. Oh, Lord, I don't know how many fire trucks came, but Lord, they set it on fire. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. 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 If you got your Bibles, phones, are we going to continue? We're just about done with James. And my duty today is to touch base with you on James chapter 5. And just they just gave me two verses here. But it's a lot in these two verses, so we're going to ask the Lord to bless. But in James chapter 5, 17, James wants us to know about Elijah. James said Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. And he prayed honestly that it would not rain. And guess what? It did not rain on the land for how long? 3 years and 6 months. And then he prayed again. And heaven gave rain. And earth, oh, praise his holy name, produced its fruit. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your word this morning. You know, I don't know how many of you have done that. I prayed for rain that didn't rain. I went to the car wash and old car was looking good. They said, oh, Lord, by the way, don't let it rain today. At least give me a couple of days. Oh, boy, looking good. Well, it rained. Every time. So, this must be much more into this. James said Elijah was a man with nature like ours. Wow. I feel sorry for him. But he prayed. And the way he prayed, honestly, that God answer his prayer. In verse 16, James said that the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Oh, praise his holy name. And as you go up the list here, James reminded us a few weeks ago, he said, if anyone is suffering from anything, let him pray. If anyone cheerful, let him sing a song. If anyone among you is sick, oh yes, prayer would take care of that. And if your prayers are strong enough, he said, call the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. Oh, bless his holy name. No, when I was studying this, I was saying, wow, we got to go deeper in Elijah. What made him was able to do what he did? And when I prayed for rain for my car, I didn't do anything. So I went in there, dive a little deep in there, and the Bible says that they says that in the days of Elijah, there were dark days in the northern kingdom of Israel. Many people was persuaded, showed their allegiance to Baal. Elijah was a prophet of God, sent by God to the region, and for one purpose, to tear down the altar of Baal. His mission was in his name, to show that Yahweh is my God. Everybody say that for me. Yahweh is my God. Hallelujah. For everyone to understand that the Lord Yahweh is the true God. The true God. And what happened here was that in the northern kingdom seemed like Yahweh was being eliminated. And so we have to go back in 1 Kings and as to why did God had this prophet of his. And God dispatched him to King Ahab. King Ahab was a wicked king. And not only that, he had a wicked wife. Amen. We heard about her. That persuade all the people to worship the pagan god of Baal. Hallelujah. Elijah said, as the Lord, the God of Israel, live, before whom I stand, there shall be neither dew or rain these years, except by the word, says the Lord. Now, James reminds us in 16, he says that affirmative prayer of a right man and right standing with God will avail much. Hallelujah. So, as a human being, faithful, in the power of God, connect him to the promise of God. When we line up, saints, with the word of God, the word comes alive. The word lives. In Hebrews 4:12, it reminds us to say, for the word of God is alive, is living, is active. Sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even the division of souls and spirit. Joints and marrow. Meaning that the ability of God's word to reach the deepest, innermost part of an individual. Concerning the thoughts, intent of the heart. That's knowing. Knowing that can hide. From this word. Now this prayer was not directed. Elijah's prayer wasn't directed to a person. You know, not how we would pray for someone to be blessed or to be healed. He prayed for the weather. You know what? I bet you a weatherman would love to have that power. Or he can get up there and give the weather boy. He don't have to need no umbrella. No. He said, wait, you doing what? It ain't going to rain. It not going to rain. And guess what? It ain't going to rain. Then he come back and have his umbrella. Oh, yeah, it's going to rain. And man, next thing you know, you think he deep. Oh, he got it going on. But James says, he says that it's more than that. That defect of a prayer become efficient enough to where it maximizes the productivity and produce desired results. Having praying in faith with persistent in submission, heartfelt, heartfelt prayer, impactful prayer. This is what James is trying to get to us. So Elijah prayed honestly that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. He prayed again that rain came and produced its fruit. The earth produced its fruit. His prayer was answered by God. And what we must understand is this. As I that day prayed for my car, you know, not to rain and everything. But in the Bible, John 14:14 says, if anyone asks anything in my name, this is what Jesus said, if anyone asks anything in my name, I will what? Do it. So what happened when he didn't answer my prayer? Well, I can tell you what happened. It wasn't his will. It wasn't his will. That was my will, not God's will. Or praise his holy name. God will empower an ordinary individual for extraordinary things. If it's in his will, hallelujah. God's power is available for all believers who are under this new covenant. Elijah was not a superhuman or without human faults, but James said he was a man with a nature like ours. Oh. But Elijah was a great man of prayer. Are you a great person in prayer? How deep can you can go in prayer? Elijah had receipts. We know about Elijah, how he was on Mount Carmel, how he prayed, and he was so bold till he was picking at all the folks, 150 prophets that he had, and he was telling them that the reason why God not answering their prayers because maybe your God is asleep, or your God may be busy, or he might be on the phone, and all kind of stuff. He was so in the spirit to where he was just talking plenty of stuff. I don't know. Maybe some days, maybe now, some people maybe think they have a God that is busy. But I come to tell you that your God isn't busy. Hallelujah. Oh, praise his holy name. Oh, praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I was on my way here, and I always like to play a song to get me into what I'm going to talk about. And I played this song here that I have heard that been going through my mind. But he's able. And the lyrics say, God is able. Say, can y'all help me sing that? Say, come on. Just to you. Come on. Why? Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He's able. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, you have to tell yourself, you have to preach that to yourself, you have to remind yourself that God is able. Whatever it is, whatever you're going through, whatever promise that it might be, God is able. You need to tell your neighbor that God is able. Whatever it is, whatever going on, you might lose your job, but I'm telling you, God is able. You maybe got a bad report. You may be some sickness or something in your body. I tell you, don't give up on God because he won't. Oh, he won't. He won't give up on you. Do I have a witness here? Oh, come on. Give him the praise. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise your holy name. Thank you. And I brought that up because in Deuteronomy, God made a covenant with the nation of Israel. God told me, say, it shall be if you obey my commandment, which I command you today, to love the Lord your God, to serve him with all your heart, with all your soul, then I will give you rain for your land. In other words, that he will open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings. Oh, all around you. Not only in the morning, but in the noonday, the early and latter rain, that you may gather all your grain, new wine, and your oil. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you obey. But we know what happened. Yes, they had influence. Yes, Jezebel, Ahab, oh, I'm sure they had their conference. So the children of Israel ended up to idolatry, beginning to worship another God. They forgot the covenant. So God had to send a prophet. And see, a lot of time, we don't understand how the system works. A lot of time, yes, God is a God of this world, but he put man in here, this world, to work it, to multiply it, and to be in charge of it. And even though man fell, and Satan took the keys, but yet God chose another man to come. But only this man. Oh, he was packing. He had power. Matter of fact, this man had something for us that he gave us to where we can pray the way Elijah prayed. Oh, yes, hallelujah. The nation of Israel, what they did, that they angered God. They allowed themselves to be caught up worshiping Baal. And so God said that he would do what he said he would do. And so what he did, he didn't have no other situation but to cut off, to shut up heavens and then rain for 3 years and 6 months. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, hallelujah. You don't want to be that. Today, are you like these Israelites in which something in your life is cutting off your blessing? Is it something that where God have promised, or that you're looking for rain symbolic as a blessing and you don't know and you wonder why? Why? You don't blame everybody except the one in the mirror. It's everybody else's fault. But you haven't took a deep dive within yourself. Now, it's not always what you're doing, but it's sometimes what you're not doing. If you want something special, if you want God to do something that he never done before, you got to get up and do something you never done before. Oh, hallelujah. Because like the song say, if you don't give up on God, he won't give up on you. Oh, he's able. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're able. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. And God, hallelujah, he shut it up. The prophet went and he told the king. And one thing about we know about Elijah, he was one of those prophets that God used to send to kings and to be able to get them in line and doing what they supposed to do. Now, Elisha was a prophet also, but Elijah dealt with practical, everyday people. But Elijah, when Elijah come on the scene, you know that there's something going on. You know that it means something. Hallelujah. And God sent this prophet. But what was amazing, James say he had nature like us. He prayed like us. He messed up like us. But what he did was he didn't qualify himself. He disqualified himself. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So in this covenant that God had for him is this, that the covenant was with the nation of Israel, called a foundational covenant. God promised to Abraham that he would be father of many nations. Descendants will be many as the stars, that God will bless him through his lineage, and God would not allow Baal to interfere with the blessing that he had for his people. Amen. Let's give him a hand praise right now. You see, back in Genesis chapter 3:15, God had made a promise to the serpent, which represents Satan. He said, I will put enmity between you and the woman's seed. God said to the serpent, between your seed and her seed. He said, he shall what? Bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. And God meant what he said, and God will do what he said he would do. God will make a way. He will send somebody faithful that trusts in his word, that believe, and he will send somebody that dare to come in and to get into the face of these wicked individuals and to tell them, hallelujah, to tell them to turn and let my people go. Let them go, hallelujah. And he will turn it around. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, God had this appointment that set up. And he wouldn't only let nobody mess up this appointment, because he worked it down from who? From Abraham to Moses, all the way down through David. And from David, he worked it all the way down to Jesus, all the way down to where it going to happen. And it did. Hallelujah. This seed, not seeds, S, but seed. Hallelujah. And we know who he's talking about, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ now is on the right hand, but the seed still there. The Holy Spirit planted in our heart. Isaiah 55 says this. Isaiah say, God says, so my word that goes from my mouth shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish whatever I send it out to accomplish, and it shall be prosperous in what he sent it out to be. This is what the word says. And also in Psalms 119 says this. It says, the word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path. So James just reminds us that this prophet called for a drought. And not only he did that, but after God rectified and was able to turn the hearts of the people and was able to defeat the prophet of Baal, and everything was beginning to turn back to Yahweh, then he allowed the prophet to pray again. Pray. And the way the Bible told us, he didn't just then say a prayer, oh Lord, we make the rain return. Thank you. Amen. No, he prayed. Sometimes when you pray, you got to stay down there a while. Sometimes when you pray, you might have to go back and forth again. The Bible says that Elijah stayed and he kept praying. And what he did was he had a servant that he would go and ask him, he said, go and see, do you see a cloud? Because it ain't gonna rain without a cloud. And the servant kept running back and forth. He said, 7 times that he went looking. But on the 7th time, he ran back. Oh, prophet, it's gonna rain. It's gonna rain. It's gonna rain. What you see? I see a cloud as a fist. It was that small. Just a small. See, sometimes it don't, I must see. You might not have nobody that will pray the prayer that you want to pray. And it just might be you alone in your closet. But I dare you to pray anyway. And believe God. Trust God. Because what he said he would do. Oh, hallelujah. He's able. Thank you, Jesus. And the prophet prayed and prayed. And then after the servant came back, the prophet told us, all right, go tell the king. Go tell him. It's going to rain. It's going to rain. Get ready to rain. Get ready to rain. It wasn't no big old cloud, but it was just a small. It's going to rain. Hallelujah. It's going to rain. Thank you, Jesus. So God promised us this. Said that he would supply all our needs. I like the way that in the Living Bible it says, and this same God who take care of me, he will supply all my needs from his glorious riches which have been given to me. Oh, Father, I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, when I was reading this, I thought about the prayers and how sometimes it don't come right away. But if you trust him, if you wait on him, and the problem is, how do you wait on the Lord? Anybody tell me, how do you wait on the Lord? Do I just sit and thinking he going to come and bring a job? Or will I just wait around and just think an angel, something going to fall out of the sky? You wait on the Lord by serving one another. I look at wait just like you go to a restaurant and a waiter be waiting on you, be serving you. Oh, hallelujah. When you have the right perspective and learn how to wait on the Lord, oh, praise your Holy Name. He will answer your prayer. Oh, hallelujah. Elijah, I tell you, to where we look at this, we think, well, you know, those are some special powers. No. What he did, he just tapped into the promises of God. That's what he did. He tapped into the promises of God. God don't just sit up there and wait and say, oh, he prayed. What did he pray? Oh, he prayed that he'll be healed. Okay, all right. He prayed that. No. Everything is already done. Already done. It's already here. It's for you. It's for you. But the only problem is you got to tap into it. Now, watch this. Now, if I bring a radio, it's nothing but a receiver. I bring it in this room. I plug it in or have a battery. I turn it on to a certain frequency. It began to play or it began to talk. Wait a minute. What happened in here? Did the voice, the music come in when I brought this radio in? No. He picked up what was already here. He tapped into what is already here. It tuned it to a channel, what was already here. The AM, FM wave is running back and forth right now. Only thing you have to do is tap into what is already here. So what I'm telling you, your blessing is here. Your blessing is not on the way, it's here now. Only thing you have to do, believe it and tap into it. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Oh, praise his holy name. Hallelujah. It's already here. God have done everything he said he was going to do. He said it was finished. He didn't say it was almost finished. I have done, but he said it was finished. It's up to you now. It's up to you. Don't blame anybody. If you're not getting it, something is going on with you. The Bible says, here in 2 Chronicles 7:14, says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, and what? Seek my face, and what else? That may be what's going on. You prayed, you seek this faith, but you didn't turn. You didn't turn. Turn. You didn't leave it alone. You kept doing what you were doing. It was too good. You told the saints, you say, pray for my strength in the Lord. But you forgot to pray for yourself. Child, you know, I'm weak. But you don't have to be. The Bible said, turn from it. Your wicked ways. And he said, then I will hear from and I will forgive and heal the land. It's a guarantee. Why are you still going through what you're going through? Why is it so hard? You know, a lot of time is very simple. A lot of time is not. But sometimes we just have to decrease. And let God increase. Sounds so simple. See, I can pray for you to where it can leave you alone, whatever it is. But I cannot pray for you to leave it alone. See, that'll be witchcraft. And God don't believe in that. It can't go against your will. If you don't want to leave it alone, guess what? It's nothing working. Until you turn and leave it alone. Now we got something going. We got something going. The Bible says, hallelujah. He says this. This is what Jesus said. My ears are attentive to the prayers that are offered in this place, is what God was saying. For now I have chosen and consecrated this house, that my name may be there forever. My eyes, my heart will be what there hallowed perpetually. How long? Everlasting, continuously, without end. Hallelujah. Only thing you have to do is surrender. Surrender. What did James say in verse 16 that Elder Matt brought last week? What did he say about a righteous man that effective fervent prayer of a righteous availeth much? It will do what you ask it would do. Oh, I thank God this morning. This verse was two verses and stuff, was reminding us about Elijah. And James just wanted to tell him, don't look at him as a hero. But he was like us, nature like us. But what he did, that he prayed. But it's the way he prayed. And how he put himself in the position to have a prayer life. Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. So while Jesus prepared a place for us, what should we should be doing? Yes. I like that. Yes. Yes. And you sort of like what I've been getting ready to say. What we should be doing is being prepared for the prepared place. Being prepared for the prepared place. Saints, it's like this. I'm getting ready to quit. God will create a fix to put you in that fix. And the purpose of it, to fix you. What you're going through right now could be only a fix that God has created. Because once you come through it, oh, how blessed it will be. And you will be where God wants you to be. Come on, let's give him a hand, please. I got all that out two verses. But thank God. Pastor, you ready to go? All right, Elder Watkins.